From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, welcome into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and coming up in the next half hour at 1:30, we'll catch up with Donald Klinger. You might remember Klinger Pro Roofing as one of the sponsors of Christian Radio in Albuquerque over the years. And we're going to catch up not so much about the roofing as we are the Gideons. That may sound very familiar to you. And what you're thinking about, you know, Bibles and hotels, yes, is true. But there's so much more that they do. And there's local opportunities to be involved in what the Gideons are doing. We'll let you know about that in just about 30 minutes. But in studio with us now, another longtime sponsor of KLYT and Christian Radio in New Mexico, John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho. John, welcome into studio.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that.
And, you know, I forgot off the top of my head. I'm so unprepared. But I knew the expert would be here to remind me of the phone number that we hear every day several times.
505-892-2300.
That's right. And you even say, you know what, as a radio announcer, mm-hmm. what I appreciate about what you just did, you say 100 instead of 100.
Oh, it's like,
you do that once, like you've done it before.
Once, maybe even twice.
Yeah. Well, listen, in addition to being the automotive expert, which we'll pick John's brain about a few topics today. He is also encouraging people to dive into the Word of God, and we're going to talk some about that as well. And John, let's start with, you know, here we are. Balloons are flying all over the place.
Right.
Boy, this is a good time of year to be an auto body guy.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You know, the rubbernecking really goes on bad. You know.
And I've said it several times when I mentioned the balloons coming. Mm-hmm. Okay, people, you're a driver. Drive. Okay, if you want to be a spectator, pull into a parking lot, not the side of the interstate. Find a place that's okay to be.
Correct.
And check out, just enjoy the balloons that way, okay?
Agreed.
And we want everyone to be safe.
Right. I mean, no one wants to be that person.
Yeah.
No one wants to be that person where they're saying, you know, oh, I just looked up for a second. Well, they do the same thing with their phones.
Right.
I mean, it's the same identical thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, you know, anything that can distract you will.
Like all the new gadgets in cars.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the other thing I wanted to say to Briqueños and Briqueñas that are listening, that are here, you know, all year long, and we have a lot of visitors in town.
Right.
And listen, sad to say, Albuquerque in some ways has totally earned the reputation that precedes them.
Right.
But
unfortunately.
However, KLYT listener, do your part to combat that with all these out-of-state plates that we're seeing. And,
right.
And share the love of Christ with those on the road. Let someone in. Yeah. Wave when you get let in.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how hard it is, you know, make it the sacrifice.
That's right. And I'm guilty. You know, I think what makes me most upset mm-hmm. is when I'm on the interstate and people are using it like the Indy Raceway, and that upsets me anyway. But man, when my family's in the car and that happens, I really have to work at staying calm.
No, I understand.
Now, I brought up fall and the balloons because as people head into fall, you know, a lot of folks went on, maybe not as much as they have in years past, in long car trips over the summer with gas prices. I'm going to guess maybe a lot of people didn't do that. But however, you've been on some trips. We're heading into fall. And whether you've been on trips or not, with the change in temperature and climate, John, there's some things people should consider.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you think about it, you know, especially, you know, everything from about 2005 and up, all of them have the tire pressure monitoring systems.
Mine went off.
Exactly. We were talking about that earlier. And, you know, this just a FYI, your tire can be like right on the edge, 1 or 2 pounds, from being from turning on that light. When it gets cold, those tires will actually kind of a decompress, and then you'll come out and you'll say, "Oh wow, my light's on. I must have a flat tire." And you get out and look, and nothing visually looks wrong.
Right.
But the deal is, you're a couple pounds low. Just go and get them all your tires checked. Especially now, you know. Well, I know it's kind of hard to get your head wrapped around, but snow's coming, ice is coming. You know, roads, you know, are going to be, you know, hard to drive on. So, but with that being said, you know, look at your tires.
Yeah.
Have your tires checked. Then also check the date of the tire, because if your tire is old, okay.
How do you check the date?
There's a code on the side of the tire that you can bring in, and we can actually check the date of the tire.
Okay.
Also, I mean, you can even look online, and it'll give you the breakdown of a Michelin or a Bridgestone or a Kumho or whatever.
Yeah. I learned something new today.
Oh, yeah. and they said you couldn't teach an old dog new tricks.
That's right.
And so,
wrong.
But if your tire's old, rubber has the inherent properties of getting hard. Okay. And if you got a hard tire, one or two things, you know, either it's not going to stop good, or you're not going to get good traction for, you know, for taking off.
Right.
So, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that. They go, well, I have plenty of tread. Yeah, but the tire's old and it's hard. And, you know, your stopping ability, well, they'll slide, taking off, it'll jump, you know, and it, it won't grip the road like it should.
You know, as we're talking about gripping the road and changing weather and ice and snow on the way, which, by the way, I was thinking the other day, have we gotten that false summer yet, or are we in the midst of it?
I think we're in the midst of it, but, you know, generally speaking, in October, we'll get that little bit of a heat blast, and then it goes on into the cold.
Right, and like sometimes slams into the cold.
Right, and I think that's what's going to happen, and we're going to say, oh, wow, so, you know, winter came so quick. Well, yeah, it's New Mexico.
What I was going to ask is often people, because we do get snow here.
Right.
And I, you know, I don't know, 20 years ago, 20 or plus, I used to sell vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And, people would come in to buy 4x4s because, and I'm not talking about people living in the canyon or living in Albuquerque, you know, and they want a 4x4 because it snows here.
Right.
I just kind of wonder, you know, how practical is that?
Well,
I mean, there's a, you know, I know you have 4x4s, but,
yeah,
but you know, it's like the family's just running typical errands on paved roads.
Right.
Is there some things maybe they should consider before they purchase a 4x4?
Yes and no. Okay. I mean, I want to think about this. It's like anything, you know, and I mean, people would have to agree with me. We don't have the inclement weather we used to. We really don't.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have those, you know, days and days of snow.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember back when I was growing up, it seemed like, wow, you know, we had a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And a four-wheel drive was the thing to have. But that being said, back in 2020, early, and I'm talking early, like in October, we had a snow ice storm that, I mean, it shut down, you know, because I live in Bosque Farms. And going home, you know, I left the shop up in Rio Rancho at 4:30 in the afternoon and did not make it home till like 9:30 at night.
Wow.
Okay. And I mean, I'm having to get off. I mean,
accidents or?
No, it was so iced up going up south on I-25. The cars were just spinning out everywhere and the wind was howling. It was just a freak storm.
Yeah.
And so everybody thinks in their mind, if I only had a what? Four-wheel drive.
Right.
Okay. But those are more rare than they are, like I said, when we're growing up, you have day after day after day where I could really have used a four-wheel drive. So here's the give and the take, right?
Well, a thought on that real quick.
Okay.
Okay. It's slippery. Everyone's slow. Mm-hmm. And if I had four, or snow. And
If
I had a 4x4, what? You could go 50?
Well, you know, I wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
you know,
agreed.
Even having a 4x4, you're okay. You can get going. Try stopping any faster than anybody else.
I agreed upon that. But here's the thought too. Okay, Well, let me just finish my thought. Okay. Let me finish my thought and then I'll move back.
Squirrel, that was my fault.
Okay. Okay. You know, but, and so it's a give and take, you know, where I say, okay, now I, you know, I hit an icy road. Uh-huh. Okay. Or it's snowing, you know, or whatever it may be, you know, at that moment you're saying, boy, I wish I would have had this because I need to have gotten here.
Right.
Okay. And that's the same thing we're talking about, you know, just a second ago on your squirrel route was, yes, the braking, that's a whole different issue. Okay. A complete different issue. Just because you have 4x4 does not in any which way or, give you the authority or the right or the ability to go fast.
Yeah.
Momentum is king. Okay. Momentum is king when it comes to ice and snow. If your momentum's heading in a direction, if you touch those brakes, the momentum will take over. It's king.
It's like,
okay. That's all there is to it.
This is where inertia comes
exactly. in. Exactly. You know, I mean, that's why I was teaching my son how to drive in snow and ice, the first thing I told him, I says, momentum is king. I said, if your momentum's going a certain direction, it will continue to go in that certain direction. I said, that's all there is to it. But now, you know, when you need four-wheel drive, you need it.
Yeah.
It's like what? Insurance.
Mm.
Okay. I may have gone, I mean, I remember one year.
And you're going to pay for it.
In
more ways than one,
oh,
right?
Yeah. And that's the way insurance is, right? I mean, insurance, you're paying what? Monthly installments, right? And you're like, oh, man, if I could just get away from insurance. But at the same time, when you need it, you're like, whoo, boy, I am so glad I had my insurance.
Yeah.
And the first thing they ask you if you get in an accident, you did have insurance, right? I mean, that kind of stuff, right? So, and you're talking about like different things. Like, okay, there's a couple years back, even prior to that, like 4 or 5 years ago, we had a bad snowstorm and we were living in Rio Rancho at that time. We were here in Albuquerque on a Friday night and the snow is just coming down.
You tried to go up the hill, didn't you, John?
Exactly. But when I get there is a line of traffic.
Yeah.
A line of traffic and people are just, and the police aren't letting anybody up because everybody's slipping and sliding in their two wheel drives. Well, I had a four wheel drive. I come like that and I just went around them and went straight up the hill.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, when you need it, you need it. And when you don't, you don't.
Yeah. And I think you do need to do the little checklist of the pros and cons. Cause like for me, I'm in Albuquerque most of the time. I don't really go back through the canyon. I don't have to go up the hill to Rio Rancho. And I do want a front-wheel drive vehicle,
right?
Because the engine weight is sitting on the tires that are going to get the power to them.
And agree, but with four-wheel drive, you've got more to turn.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to use more fuel. Mm-hmm. There's more to break down. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? You have more of everything.
A second differential creates weight, which is going to create issues with mileage.
Correct.
However, you know, I'm not saying no one should go get one. I'm just saying before you know, as we head into this weather and you're kind of thinking of that way, I do the pros and cons and kind of weigh it out.
Correct.
And I'm glad we have the automotive expert in studio with us to talk about it. And actually, I have another automotive question for you. But we're up against a break. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of the legislation going on. I know in California, and actually I heard just the other day, another state has passed similar legislation, and we'll talk about electric vehicles and what might be coming in the future or not be coming in the future and why that might be. Because the automotive expert is in studio with us, John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive. We'll continue our discussion on ABQ Connect right after this.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and in studio with us, John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive in Rio Rancho. I mentioned John as a sponsor. John, I mentioned you as a sponsor at the beginning of the show, but I didn't say thank you.
No. Thank you.
No. Okay, Chip and Dale. Here we go. Oh, no. I insist.
No.
But no, John, seriously, thank you so much, not only for the sponsorship, but your involvement. in the ministry, and we're going to get to that in a little while. Some of the things you're doing with Calvary College, and then another Bible study. Before we leave the automotive expert and start talking about Bible stuff, although you're welcome to mix it anywhere in there if you see,
there you go,
because you come up with some great analogies. I love it. I heard recently on the news that another state, and I don't recall which state it was, but apparently another state is following the path of, maybe it's New Mexico for all I know, which according to Rio Grande Foundation, Paul Gessing, he says New Mexico is probably headed this direction, that by the year 2035, that people driving cars are going to be required to no longer be driving
gas-powered,
internal combustion, right. Gas-powered. I'm pretty sure, does that mean diesel too? But electric is going to be where these state governments are going to require cars to be. And what might people in those states, or in states where they think that that could happen, you know, what might we all be thinking, John? What's in the future? You're the prognosticator, and we want to hear it.
Well, I mean, if you really want to, wrap your head around this.
Okay.
You would need another planet to completely mine from for the precious metals that's going to need to make an EV vehicle for every person on this planet.
Okay. Well, so might someone's answer to that, okay, be that, well, we're going to have to get public transportation, and we're all going to have to share.
That's what it will end up being. Because, I mean, you got to understand, you're talking, the precious metals that are needed, uh-huh, gold, silver, cobalt, lithium, magnesium, aluminum, nickel, copper, etc. All these precious metals you have to have. It's not a either or. You have to have all of these to make up the EV batteries.
Okay, so one of these billionaires just have to mine Mars.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. You would literally, I mean, you're going to have to gut the earth.
Yeah.
To get this.
Okay. So do you see it happening?
Honestly, I think it's a bandwagon right now.
Uh-huh.
I really do. I think it's a bandwagon that everybody's jumping on politically because it's politically right.
Okay. So,
you know, correct, if you will.
Politics aside.
Right.
And it is political.
Of course.
We all know it is.
Right, right, right.
Practically speaking, not trying to take sides politically, mm-hmm, really. Practically mm-hmm speaking, I thought about this. You know, there was one manufacturer who came out with I don't know if it was hybrid or fully electric, you know, in the last 10 years that everyone was driving when they first came out. Everyone wanted to go that route. And now there's, another one, Elon's, that we're seeing a lot of. Mm-hmm. However, I remember back then realizing the size of the batteries that went into those
correct
things. You know, okay, what does it take to make the batteries? And what do you do when they're done?
See, that's so a lot of people don't understand, too. The disposal of the batteries is toxic.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Well, and then you're like, okay, how do we do that?
But someone else might say, well, okay, yeah, but so is the exhaust.
Okay, but I know, but it's a give and a take. It's, yeah, like, okay, so which one, you know, I mean, which one do you want to choose? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know?
We just stop turning on the engine and hook up a couple horses.
Well, yeah, you'd have to. And then someone would say, but yeah, but what about their gas emissions?
It's true. But can't we use that emissions to somewhere to create energy?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I mean, you know, in the long run, I understand both sides of the argument, and it's, but in reality, I'm not the person coming up and saying, yeah, you know, you have to have an EV. I think the mandate, okay, saying you're going to, you know, is really tyrannical, you know.
Well, it's like it was mandated. It wasn't, right. Voters didn't have any say
no
in it. And everyone like us, I mean, there's some people who you know, hook, line, and sinker have probably said yes.
Agreed.
Wind energy and all these. You know, I don't want to go into all that minutia.
I know.
But we're talking about vehicles, and you're the expert, and and you know what they're made of. And you know what it takes to make them run, keep running, and what what happens to them when they're done being used. So I really, you know, wanted to pick your brain because you do have insight into these areas. But yeah, what you're saying that this, you know, the mandate for this by 2035. Who's answering the questions about disposal or and even just what does it take to make a battery, John?
That's what that's what I'm trying to get at.
Coal, right?
What's that? Exactly right. Exactly right. To do all this, you're going to have to gut the earth.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to get at. And it's like, because in reality, you know, if you take every vehicle that's out there today and replace it. I'm not talking every individual on the planet of the earth needs a vehicle. I'm talking, okay, let's do public. But every vehicle that's out there running on the road, take it and, you know, make an electric vehicle. We don't have the natural resources to do that.
Okay. And actually, and the reason to discuss it here and amongst our audience is if we are Bible-believing, we are called to be good stewards of what we're given.
Of planet Earth.
Right.
And I agree upon that wholly.
And that's where I was going. I wasn't saying the vehicle.
No. I totally agree with you. But I mean, you know, I think that's one thing, you know, we do need to respect God's creation.
Uh-huh.
You know, and like you said, be good stewards of it. I totally agree upon that.
Yeah. So there's some thoughts. let's move on. And unless you had anything else as far as preparation for fall for vehicles.
When it comes to it, like a lot of people had a vehicle yesterday, in fact, came in and they had told me, they said, hey, look, you know, he says, we've been adding, we've been adding coolant.
Okay.
This is what I've been hearing. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a leak somewhere, but we've been adding coolant all summer long. To find out, we were adding water all summer long, which is fine.
Was it colored water? I mean,
no, just water.
Okay. They told you coolant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because everybody says that, you know. I mean, because you know, well, we've been adding into the cooling system. So my thought was, oh, antifreeze.
Right.
I get in there and say, that's solid water.
Yeah.
And so you test it, and the freezing level is, I mean, at freezing. You know, you're like, uh-oh. So those are one of the things, like, you know, okay. You know, then you want to tell everybody, hey, you need to check your antifreeze freezing level.
Why were they adding it? They had a leak. Or was it evaporating?
Well, no, they had a leak, but I mean, a lot of people either can't afford it or they didn't have time.
Right.
That's usually what ends up happening. It's like, you know what? I'll take care of that next week. Uh-huh. It's not pouring out, so I'll take care of that next week.
Right.
I only have to add once a week. That kind of stuff. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, you and I would say fix the leak, you know, but at the same time, some people don't. So I don't condemn them for
it.
But, that's one thing I always tell people, you know, because it's going to get cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you really want to be that person that says, hey, I let my engine freeze and crack?
Right.
Or my water pump was frozen because the block was frozen, okay? And I tried to start the car and stripped the chain or broke the tensioner or broke the timing belt, whatever it may be. I mean, don't be that person, you know? You get it checked. I mean, and any shop should check it for free.
Right.
We would. I mean, you know, I mean, just, I mean, it only takes a few minutes. Just to, and not even that, just you suck it up with that. Okay, yeah, no, you're good to 40 below, you're good to 30 below. I mean, when I tell people, you know, I'm like, hey, you're good to 40 below, and if it gets to 50 below, don't come here because I'm not going to be here, you know.
So years ago, I was living in New Mexico, and I moved to Chicago, and shortly after I got there, got cold, okay? And I called into work and said, I can't get my car started, my boss said, well, do you have heat? And I'm like, yeah, actually, that's all I have. It's four wheels and a heater. I didn't even get an air conditioner or a radio. I bought a new car, you know, is what I could afford at the time.
Right.
Vinyl seats, crank windows, man, four wheels. Yes, I have heat. And he was talking about a product instead of the temperature, and whether it's that product or another one that does the same thing. Is that something in New Mexico that's really, because I was ignorant. I didn't even know there was an additive to help keep your fuel where it should be when it gets really cold?
Well, here in New Mexico, you don't need it.
Is there anywhere in New Mexico?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe
Rodoso.
Eagle Nest.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, I mean, something like that. Taos, you know, something like that. You know, maybe Eagle's Nest. I mean, you know, Red River.
Okay.
I mean, stuff like this. But I mean, but for the most part, no. And all it is anti-gelling, you know, and stuff like this, you know. And then also isopropyl. Isopropyl will take water out of
really? You can just pour can you pour that straight into your tank?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I learned two things today on the air.
I'm taking notes. In fact, if you go and you think you have water in your fuel, you can go to a store, automotive store, and you'll buy, hey, you put in this to get rid of water in your fuel. Uh-huh. And you look at the contents, 99% isopropyl alcohol.
There you go. So you can go to Walgreens. Or any drugstore.
No, because if you look at there's only 70%.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I learned three things.
So now if you pour in the 70% alcohol, the other 30% is water.
Okay. All right. Well, there's some good insight as we head into the fall. And we said it earlier in the show. I'll say it again. The balloons are in the air. If you're driving, drive. If you want to watch the balloons, go down to the park or pull into a parking lot or sit on the patio if you're near, whatever. Don't spectate while you're driving.
No rubbernecking.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Okay. So let's move on. I wanted to make sure the folks listening that don't know are aware that, John, you are helping out at Calvary College as a teacher's assistant.
Correct.
In the Old Testament survey. Right?
Correct.
And that's Tuesday nights. How's that going?
Oh, great. We love it. A lot of good feedback on it. It is at a fast clip, but it's been very, very insightful. And just getting your head wrapped around the entire, not just the historical narrative of Scripture, but also using the didactic, the understanding and teaching of what that means. And you bring in New Testament as well as Old to get the entire picture of what's happening.
And the other thing, and we need to wrap this up. We only got like a minute, but I wanted to make sure people knew about that. And whether it's that or you have a Thursday Bible study where you started in Genesis 1:1 and you are going right through the Bible verse by verse in that study.
Correct.
I think you said you're in Numbers now.
In Numbers 15, okay. But we started in 2019.
Uh-huh.
The second week of June, 2019, we started in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Okay. And if someone was interested, now with the school, they can obviously contact the Calvary College about enrollment. I don't know if they would do that at this point or not. You'd have to talk to them. Could someone even at this point at Calvary College monitor, or, you know, just go to a class without getting credits? We forgot what it's called. We're both old guys. But is that something they can still do?
Yes.
Okay. And if they're interested in either that or
audit
the class.
Audit.
Yeah. I'm surprised the college student didn't pipe in and tell us what we were forgetting.
No kidding.
At any rate, whether it's that or the Thursday Bible study, is there a way they can reach out to you and find out more? Yeah.
Yeah, they can just give me a call on my cell phone. It's 505-379-6719. And you can also text me on that as well if you're interested. I'll get you the location and the times, and I would love to have you there.
All right. One more time, the cell number.
505-379-6719.
All right. That's John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive.